So I'm going to talk about seroconversion and seroincidence in Philadelphia between 2013 and 2015. So as many people in this room probably know, acute hep C is very difficult to identify with limited resources. This is because hep C diagnostic testing, positive tests don't distinguish between acute and chronic infections. However, seroconversions from a negative antibody to a positive antibody do indicate exposure to hepatitis C. And the CSTE case definition does reflect this. So in 2012, the earlier case definition allowed for a six-month period for seroconversion, and the new case definition is 12 months. So this study attempted to assess hep C seroconversion rates in Philly and the seroincidence rates. We created a mirror registry to our hepatitis registry for 2012 to 2015 data, and this included negative antibodies that we worked really hard with commercial and hospital laboratories to receive. We also included rapid testing, which was reportable. To find seroconversions, we matched our negative, that mirror registry to our 2013 to 2015 hep C cases, and we did this by name, date of birth, and address using SAS. We would then contact any 12-month seroconverts and their providers to see if we could collect any info on clinical and risk factor information. And we calculated seroincidence as anybody who seroconverted over all of the people who had a negative antibody test followed by an additional antibody or RNA test. So looking ever in this study period, we had 165,000 people who had at least one negative antibody. 13,000 of them had a subsequent test after their negative antibody, and 338 seroconverted to a positive antibody. So this was 8% had repeat testing and a 3% seroincidence rate. Looking within 12 months, which is the CSTE case definition, there were 7,800 individuals who had a second test within 12 months after that first antibody and 101 seroconversions. So this was a 5% repeat testing rate and a seroincidence of 1%. 18 to 30-year-olds were more likely to be tested twice in this study period, though they had no increased rate in seroconversions, which was very interesting to us. Individuals who were tested more than twice in a 12-month period, the gender distribution was split pretty evenly, though males were twice as likely to seroconvert. We were able to investigate 80% of the 12-month seroconverts, and 71% of them had some high-risk history, so this included injection drug use or hemodialysis or homelessness. Only 14% of these acute cases had documented symptoms or jaundice. So our limitations include that we did not have all the negative antibodies, so there are more cases out there even beyond what we have. We did not successfully reach all the seroconversions to discuss their risk, and a lot of these seroconversions happened long before we did this analysis, which is why they were hard to find, and they weren't reported to the CDC as a result. So this is a very useful method for finding acute cases and identifying outbreaks and testing gaps within risk groups. High-risk individuals are likely to be tested more than once, and so this is a very good method to support our resources for those groups, including methadone and dialysis centers. And since surveillance often relies on laboratory data, this is an important method for identifying acute cases without clinical info that is integral to the case definition. And this could be a way of leveraging low resources in different health departments.